Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that needs to be addressed. We're going to talk about something that we've all came to know and love, but it was here to help, but it has done nothing but hurt us. And we're here to talk about social media. All right. And not just social media. Now, I'm not about to bash any social media company because, you know, I have almost every, social media app, if you will, on my telephone. So what I want to talk about is my first introduction into the social media life was AIM. I don't know how many stoners we have out there that used to use AIM. But AIM is like a little chat thing. You know what I'm saying? You have like 1,001 boxes on your screen. You talk to this person, talk to that person, meet new people. That was my introduction into social media. After that, MySpace blew up, right? After that, Facebook, and we all know what it is now. I've noticed, right, that the more the internet, social media in general, tries to connect us, it disconnects us. Let me explain, stoners. But first, you already know, let me light my thing. Purple. Anyways, this is my point, stoners. Remember on MySpace, you had your top 4, top 8, or top 16, if you wanted to be generous, right? And you will have a friend who you've been knowing since the pot, you know what I'm saying? Since Sandbox, you know what I'm saying? Since Free Lunch. But he's not on your top 8. Now, it's not like it really matters because y'all hang together every day, right? But to the world, he's not as important enough to put on your top 8. See, these are the thoughts we put into our heads. These is how we make the internet real. Because we would argue and fight and fuss with real people who we had real relationships with over social media. The disconnect. You know, I'll take it even deeper, stoners. How many people you grew up with or that you used to be chill with, y'all hung together almost, if there's 7 days in the week, y'all hung together 8 of them, right? But ever since Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, Tumblr, everything, the visits are not only not as frequent, but not as important. I've actually had a friend tell me, "Bro, what are you talking about, man? I just commented on your picture. What you mean I never hit you up? Are you serious?" Like, that's an actual thing now, stoners. Because I follow you on social media, because I may like or comment on a certain post, I've reached out to you. I've said, "What's up?" I've checked up on you. You know? And I don't come from this era. I don't, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad my kids don't, you know what I'm saying? They have the video games. They have the technology. They have the VRs and all that other, you know, kid bullshit. But my kids like to go outside. You know, I remember the days was, you want to know where everybody was at? They wasn't on their phones. Just either walk or ride around the neighborhood. Wherever all the bikes are, that's where everybody at. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know people think like back then, you know, without social media, you know what I'm saying, things were a little bit harder, if you will, like GPS, if you will. I ain't gonna lie, GPS is a godsend, you know what I'm saying? I'm so tired of getting, I remember back in the Gap, the one thing everybody remembers this phrase, if you get to them train tracks, you went too far. Or if you get to whatever, you went too far. I am so glad GPS is here. But my thing about it is, those stoners, is that we use social media as an extension of our life. Does that make sense? Let me elaborate. I was watching some gamers on Twitch, right? And I heard him say, "Babe, I'm downstairs just hanging out with the boys." You're downstairs by, he's downstairs by himself in his man cave playing his system, and all of his friends are in a party and they're playing the same game. And that's hanging out with the boys. The disconnect. I mean, hell. If I'm not mistaken, and I could be, I think every game with the exception of Call of Duty, and I think Call of Duty just took it away, but there's no such thing as split screen anymore. You know what I'm saying? You can't even go by your friend's house and play the same game anymore because everything is online. The closer I get to you, and still you're far away. I know my singing sucks, but that ain't the point. See, they started social media because the world cried for an outlet. So they said, here, perform all day, every day. Show us everything you do. Hell, lie to us. Take a picture of something else and say it's yours. And now that's your gathering. Facebook groups is where you hang out at now. Live chats is where you kick it. Streams is where you chill. You know, our lives are online and we're losing the connection with people. The one phrase I hate, the one phrase I really hate is, if I ask you, "Hey, where you met that dude at?" "Oh, Instagram." So you've never met him until he just showed up in your face. See, stoners, culture is changing so fast underneath our eyes. I say eyes, I'm high. Underneath our nose, and we're not even noticing it. We're losing. I'll take it personal. I have a friend I've been knowing ever since I was 13 years old. Right? I haven't heard or seen from him personally in over a year now. Right? But he still constantly, he'll comment on a picture I post up, or he'll like a post on Facebook or whatever have you. But I haven't physically seen him. When I asked him about it and said something about it, he said, and I quote, "Well, BC, bro, did we or did we not just talk about LeBron James and Michael Jordan on Facebook?" I'm like, "Are you serious?" That was his exact quote to me. Now, this is a guy I used to hang with 8 days out of the week. That means every day, and even a made up day. And now, chilling with his partner is not only been replaced by Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook, it's not even as important. See, what y'all have to understand is, see, the internet makes y'all believe that there's such a thing as tomorrow. There isn't, okay? That makes Annie a little sadder. But there is no such thing as tomorrow, right? I mean, honestly, if I tell you, "Hey, come to my house tomorrow, I'm going to give you $1,000. And once you show up to my house, it's not tomorrow, it's today. So I don't owe you $1,000. And I can keep doing that to you. And you're going to argue me down and say, it's tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday and today is tomorrow. No, today is today. Tomorrow is a mystery. Because you don't even know if you're going to see, quote unquote, tomorrow. And Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, you know what I'm saying? All these popular apps make y'all believe that there is a tomorrow, that you have time to go see your friends. You have time to go see your family. You have time to go see your kids. And you don't. There has not been one person on this earth, as far as I know, that died of natural causes or even, now I'm not going to say natural causes because that's what you want, but I'm going to say this, nobody died abruptly and said, "Woo, I'm glad that's over. Man, I did everything I had to do. I'm ready to go. Come get me, Lord." Life is always too short. Always. I don't care if you live to 178. Life is always too short. Why? Because y'all live in tomorrow and that place doesn't exist. Instead of enjoying today, instead of getting out and breathing air, shaking your partner's hand, sharing a blunt, sharing a beer, have a light argument about who's the best, LeBron or Jordan, LeBron is, you would rather do it online. You would rather stream. The physical connection that we had as humans, we're losing. Do I blame social media? No, obviously I don't. Because I don't think it was created for that. I just think that was a symptom of social media. Like, that's what happens. If I can see basically 10% of your life, whether it be lie or truth, then I'm connected with you. But see, there lies the bullshit. See, because I could post a picture of me smiling and having a great time, but underneath, I could be very sad and really need somebody to talk to. And you'll never know, because I'm not going to post that for everybody to see. But if you would come over, have a conversation with me, maybe you can talk me off of a ledge that I was thinking about jumping off. I'm not saying I'm suicidal. I'm just saying people have dark days and nobody want to have conversations through a telephone or on a computer. The human voice, the human touch is always needed. Like right now, there is so many family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, even my dad, I haven't seen in so long. It's not because we can't. It's not because we live far from each other, because everybody live online. Everybody basically feels, if I see you posting on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Tumblr, whatever the have you, you're alive, you're good. If you're smiling, you're good. There's no need for me to talk to you. If you're posting things about, hey, come check out me at this event and this event, and you look like you're working, then you're fine, you're good. There's no need for me to check up on you. But you also have to remember, how many times did you and your best friend, or you and your cousin, or you and your whatever, had a conversation, and while y'all was having an intimate conversation, you had the whole world right there listening to you? Because that's what social media is. You can't expect for a person to be one way in front of people they don't know, right? And then be another way in front of you, because they know you, you know them. They can be themselves in front of you. One-on-one, you can get the real. Yeah, I'm smiling on Instagram, but dog, man, I'm so glad you came over. I need somebody to talk to. I'm going through it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want the world to know I'm going through it. I think, stoners, we need to, damn, I was really into that because I didn't even smoke the thing. I think we really need to reevaluate why we're here. Appreciate the friends and family that appreciate you, that'll take the time to go out of their way just to pull up on you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Let me pull up on my partner and see what they're doing. There are 24 hours in the day, right? We only sleep for 8 of them. Okay, I give you 8. I only sleep 6, but I give you 8. Right? If you have a job, let's just say you work an 8-hour shift, that's 16 hours. You still have 8 hours left in the day. You can take those hours, right, and put them to good use. Go see your friend. Go see somebody. Nobody is busy all day. Nobody is tired all day. Nobody is asleep all day. That's too many hours in the day. You always have time. When people, man, I ain't got the time, man. When I get off of work for 3 o'clock, I got to go home and cook, play with the kids and be a dad and be a husband. Man, I ain't got time, man. I'm going to catch him when I catch him, man. Yeah, but you're not going to go home and do all that the whole time. You You want to know why I know, stoners, that it's plausible to do this? Because we did it before. You know what I'm saying? The good old days of everybody chilling outside on the porch. You know what I'm saying? Kids running up and down the street. You don't see that nowhere anymore. I mean, they always got the old heads chilling at the corner store. But, you know, their life is over. They don't give a fuck. But, I mean, like, you know, just the regular people just chilling out on the porch. Some chick doing some girl's hair. You know what I'm saying? The neighborhood talk shit over there talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but everybody's inside. Posting Instagram. Either trying to prove they are something or trying to be something they know they're not. And we're all guilty of it, stoners. We're all guilty of it. You know, I'm guilty of it. Like I said, I have problems. I have things I would love to talk to certain people about. But I'm not going to post it on Instagram or Facebook or whatever and just wait for somebody to, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, you need me to come talk to you? Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I don't look for help if I need help, if I'm depressed or need somebody to talk to. It's not, I'm not saying I don't do that. But I don't like to burden people with my problems unless they invite themselves. In other words, if somebody come to me, yo, BC, what's the long face? You all right? Man, you know, I'm going through some things, but it's all good, though. You want to talk about it? You split my role. What's wrong? Boom, we can have the conversation. You don't mind taking on my load? Pause. You don't mind taking on my sorrow so I can get that off my chest at least. I'm not looking for you to heal or help. I'm just looking for you to listen. That's all some people need, somebody to listen. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Robin Williams. And I'm not blaming none of his friends and none of his family. But that was a man that made us all laugh. For some reason, he looked like he was always smiling, even when he wasn't. He just seemed like a happy guy. And out of nowhere, for us out of nowhere, but for him is a long time coming, you know, possibly he took his own life. That man was going through something. He needed somebody. I don't know who he needed, but he needed somebody, stoners. And whoever he needed wasn't there. So instead of burdening him with his trials and tribulations, he just took himself out of the equation. You know, if I'm burning on fire, I'm not going to reach out for your hand and burn you also unless you reach out to grab me and you're ready to take them burns. And if you don't reach out, I'm not going to force it, and I'll just sit here and burn. Now, I know that some people may think like, oh, man, all this from social media. Yes. Like, really think about it. Your closest friends, how much do y'all actually talk face to face or at the very least on the phone? Like, how many barbecues have you had? How many family reunions have you been to? How many block parties have you seen? And I know we're in a pandemic, but I'm talking about before and right now. We're kind of like clearing up, I think. Me personally, I think we are. But I'm talking about before. This ain't just happened just in 2020. Like, really think about that. When, like, I'm 35 years old, so you know what I'm saying, I expect most of the people that listen to my podcast to be at least the ages of like 24, 25 on up. You know what I'm saying? But if anybody younger listen to this, hey, appreciate you. But my point is that them type of people, the 80s babies, the 90s babies, they understand where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? None of these kids today from 2013 till now have never, not even 13, 2011 till now has never heard, you better be inside before the street light come on. They already inside. I wanted to stay outside so bad, stoners, and chill with my friends, that I used to bust the street lights on the street, throw rocks at them and bust them, so I can have the excuse that, man, they busted. I ain't even know. That's how bad I wanted to stay outside. And guess what? I had Sega. I had Nintendo. We had cable. Inside was lovely, but outside is where everybody was at. You know, nowadays these kids are growing up soft and coddled and sheltered. So when certain things happen to them, they don't know how to deal with it, and they take it to the extreme. Like this thing called cyberbullying and bullying and all this other good stuff. A kid calls you, you're so fat every day. You're so fat. Oh my God, look at you. You're fat. Double chin, fatty McFattington, fat face, fat, fucking fatty, fatty, fatty. Every day they're hitting you with that. That's called bullying now. You know what I'm saying? When I was going to school, it was called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You either get you some jokes, learn how to fight, or laugh it off and walk away. But because these kids never been outside like that, to hang around their friends and people who are not their friends so they can get used to people saying things that they don't like and don't agree with, when it actually happens to them, they don't know how to deal with it. They don't understand why this is happening. Why are you calling me out of my name? Why are you making fun of me? Because it's funny. I'm fucking with you. Relax. You know what I'm saying? I was the talk of, I was the punching bag in middle school. Not in high school, I got my jokes up. But elementary and middle school, oh my God. Because, you know, my grandparents wasn't like the richest people. So, you know, I'm wearing Pro Wings. And if you don't know what Pro Wings is the cheapest shoe Payless had. And, you know, I had wax stuff. Oh my God. Like, are you serious? Everybody coming to school with Nikes and G-Nikes and Jordans. I got Pro Wings. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even get the Shaqs. And they was in Payless. Didn't have the money for it. So you know I got it. Oh my God. Do you see what type of shoes are those? I don't know, but get them shits out of here. Bye. You probably could walk on water and haul that souls. I'm bye. Like really killing me, stoners. You know what I'm saying? Now at first, yeah, it hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, these niggas, man, y'all blow me, bro. You know what I'm saying? But then after a while, it's like, oh, here he go. All right, you got me. Whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You learn how to deal with it. Now, I'm witty now. You know what I'm saying? Now, because of the way I grew up, I was outside. I got talked about. I got in the fights. I scraped my knee. You know what I'm saying? I know how to deal with life now. I have no shame. If I do something, I did that. And I don't care because I did it because I like it. I will wear some Pro, if they were stylish and I like them. But if I like them, I go get me some Pro Wings. You got jokes? I got more jokes. And I really don't care. Because I learned it's about what you like. You the one that got to wear them, Lewis. You the one that got to deal with them. They can have their opinion all they want. I had to learn that. You can't learn that sitting inside with your parents and your brother and your sister where everything is light jabs or no jabs at all. But then when you get into the world, you go to that school, all of a sudden, that's bullying. That's not bullying. And I don't believe in cyberbullying. That makes no sense. I mean, because at least face-to-face, if you try to walk away, they can follow you. If you don't want to be cyberbullied, just block everybody that says something bad. One button, click. Another button, click. They block. Plain and simple. Or, and this is a trivial thing to say, but you can get off. See, when people say they're being cyberbullied and they're about to lose their mind, that means there's a house on the block that every time you walk in there, you get punched in the face. And for some reason, you just have to walk in that house. Nobody's telling you to. Nobody's making you. Honestly, people telling you stop. But for some reason, you got to walk in the house and get punched in the face, and then you get mad you're getting punched in the face. You ever notice on them commercials with the gum or whatever, they always say 4 out of 5 dentists approve this or 4 out of 5 doctors, because you can't please everybody. That's a universal law. If there's 5 people, you may please 4, but somebody not going to like what you like. So it's up to you to like you. I know this is kind of taking a turn of what I was talking about originally about, you know, social media and the disconnect, but it all comes together. Because if social media were what it was now that it was back then, I wouldn't have the confidence I have in myself, because my confidence would ride with whatever Instagram is saying. I can't walk around with a filter. You know what I'm saying? So I would hate my appearance. I would always want to look like something else. I want to be me, of course, but I want to look like something else because I don't like me. Because when I put them filters on and I put them effects on my pictures, oh my God, I'm glamorous. Everybody's in my DM, likes, comments, I'm doing my thing. But I'm so used to being me. When I walk out in the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy with me. I think I'm a good guy. I look good, I believe. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need filters. I don't need Instagram to validate me. I don't need no one to validate me because I learned that validation comes from within. Everybody wants to post up this stuff about self-love, self-love, self-love. But if nobody liked the post or commented on it, would you still keep it up there and say self-love, self-love? It's funny that you post something about self-love for everybody else to like and love you. I'm gonna let that sizzle in your spirit. Social media is not a bad thing. Okay? Neither is a gun until you put it in the hands of an idiot. And so far, we've all been idiots. I'm not excluding myself from it because I've also, you know, I've said the phrases that I said I hate. Hell, I hate the phrase, it's just Instagram. No, it's not. The follow means, hello, I like you. More than 5 pictures like mean, okay, you fine. And we all know from the words of Yo Gotti, it goes down in the DM. Social media is so entangled into our lives that most of us who, you know, really finessing the game, get paid off of Instagram, get paid off of TikTok, paid off of YouTube, paid off of Snapchat for the things we post because of the followers we have. So now that our financial security is entangled into our social media, if you lose your phone, you lose your mind. And you expect everybody to understand that because, man, that's how I get my money, bro. Damn, where my phone at? But I understand. And that's where we went right, but we also went terribly wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't know any other way to put it. So I'm going to just end it with saying this, stoners. We need to reconnect with each other. If you haven't seen your sister, your brother, your mother, your best friend, your homeboy, whatever, get in your car, get on your bike, get on your fucking skateboard, or put your shoes on and go see that person. Because right when you get there could be the exact moment he needed or she needed you, but just was too afraid to reach out. Instagram and all these other apps show our smiles. If you want to know how we feel on the inside, you got to come see me. Please follow me on all my social medias. You know what? As I stop, I just did this whole spiel about social medias, and the last thing I say is, please follow me on social medias. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSuperDuperBC. Also, man, don't be afraid to either donate 99 cents. That's all I ask. You don't have to do the $5 a month, but 99 cents a month to the podcast would be highly, highly appreciated. Also, the Cash App is booming. I appreciate everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's Mr. Super Duper BC 123. If you want to drop a donation in the Cash App, if you want to drop a donation and send me a message, maybe a topic you want to talk about. And if you want to be a guest on this podcast, send me an email. No, don't send me an email. I don't even check my email. Why would I tell you that, stoners? My social medias, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are all the same thing. Just type that in there and I will pop up. Call me. Oh my God, don't do that. Hit me up. Let me know a topic you would like me to talk about. And if you would like to be a part of the discussion, I'll inform you on how to do that. If you live in my area, I will gladly come to you, set up, and we can have the discussion. Or I can let you know how we can do it over the phone, and it will sound like you were sitting right next to me. I guarantee you. Okay, stoners? So, once again, I want to say shout out Anchor for holding me down. Y'all are the greatest. Anybody say different? I slept in my sleep. YouTube, appreciate y'all. And iHeartRadio. I got to shout out. I'm on iHeart. Hey, everybody over there on iHeart. Man, I'm just really proud of myself, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, anyways, stay up, stoners. You know what I'm saying? Let online be online. Come outside. I guarantee you there's nothing better than outside. Stoners unite.